How soon does the United States get out?
As soon as we can do so responsibly.
What's the marker of that?
I don't think we can say we're going to be out in 6 weeks or 6 months, but we have to get out responsibly and as quickly as we can without creating a bigger mess than we have there right now.
Would you have voted against the war resolution, the resolution that basically allowed the administration to go into Iraq?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Going into Iraq, as I said in my remarks, in my opinion, it was based on assumptions that justify Kansas common sense and on faulty intelligence data, inaccurate data. And some of it was just fabricated data.
What do you say to the defense that folks use on that, that Republicans and Democrats got the same intelligence?
That's no excuse. That's no excuse. And it's important for us as citizens to demand competence from our political leadership. As citizens, we have a duty to demand competence from our elected leadership. And when they get it wrong, they should be replaced. It's that simple. And especially when you're talking about war. It's one thing to be wrong on some other matter, but when you're talking about war, sending our nation into combat, then you have to get it right. And regrettably, we didn't get it right.
Is there anything that can be done about 350 per gallon gas? I mean,
what should have been done is over the last 10 years, the federal government should have been keeping the pressure on Detroit to improve the auto fuel efficiency in this country. That's what should have been done, and regrettably, it wasn't done. We should be driving cars today that make 30, 40, 50 miles per gallon. And, I think that could have been possible and it would have been available to Kansas consumers had the federal government kept the heat on Detroit and all automakers around the world.
What do you say, the natural response from the Republicans so far on your call for change has been that you're a Washington insider, has been basically a lobbyist for the last 14 years.
Well, I'm proud of the work that I have done representing a lot of Midwest and Kansas companies that have had national and international problems. And the work that I have done has worked to save jobs in Kansas, and I'm very proud of that. And I have maintained historically all these contacts in Kansas. I've owned a home in Topeka since 1972. I've made investments in Topeka. I have real estate here. I have a farm in good intent. And, if Senator Roberts wants to debate that, bring it on.
Does that add surprise you that it's already come out? I heard you talking
about that. Yeah, well, I thought it was amazing this morning that Senator Roberts is already running negative attack ads on me before I even announced my candidacy, for goodness sakes. You know, and that tells me that he has polling data that shows that he is in big trouble. And it also tells me very clearly that when they know, that when the people of Kansas really understand the real Roberts record, the role that he played around the Intelligence Committee, the role he played in supporting this reckless fiscal policy, and the role that he's played in really failing to do anything to deal with the energy issues and taking $188,000, according to the Capital Journal, from Big Oil for this campaign, I would just tell the people of Kansas that these campaign ads that are being run are being financed in part by the money they put in their gas tank.